Hi, Tim Meredith here. I play Trexel Geisman on Stella Firma, and I'm here to tell you about this episode's sponsor, The Stormlight Archive, Volume 4, Rhythm of War, by universally best-selling author Brandon Sanderson. Sanderson is an incredibly detailed world-builder, and we know a thing or two about planet design on this show. The Stormlight Archives features some of the coolest places you'll ever read. From the labyrinthine trench city of Yedor's twisting pathways, to the constant shallows of the Pure Lake, where enchanted fish school in life-giving waters, to the storm and magic-battered slopes of the Shattered Plains. The world of Sanderson's is as wild as it is large, and it is enormous. Which all sounds lovely. I wonder if Sanderson's considered making the planet's surface a trough for all those fish, though. Maybe I should call him. To buy Brandon Sanderson's Rhythm of War, the latest in the New York Times best-selling Stormlight Archive saga, search for Rhythm of War wherever books are sold, or visit the link in this episode's description.
Special thanks to Patrick Stur. Let the good times roll. Down a hill, into a tree. It died.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Thanks, David.
Another day, another actually nice day. I could get used to this.
Trexel is here.
Trexel!
It was nice while it lasted.
Ah, David, you're like a lump of metal. Ah!
Trexel, you're like a bucket of blancmange.
I thought you'd break my fall, David, but you just broke me when I fell. Ow, that hurts.
Warning. Clone density at 21,450 kilograms per cubic meter.
Sorry, Trexel, you shouldn't have hit me at such high speed from the ceiling.
Well,
we have doors.
You know, a vent is a much more effective route of ingress, David. People can't see you when you're in a vent. You walk through a door, people are like, hey, show me your pass. I don't have a pass, David. I lost all my passes on day two. That was years ago.
Right, okay.
But I bring great news, David. We have to leave.
Why?
Because this is awful, David. Look around you. Look at this squalid little dank cafe you've been running for these past weeks. Yeah, sure, it was a nice little hideout in a pinch, but we need to find something long term. Hang on, have you made a sign?
Yes.
You've made a sign saying David's place.
Yes, it's David's place. I am David. This is my place.
I designed the font.
Oh, David, this is sad. This
Why?
Is sad. Is this what you want out of life? To run a small cafe in the corner of the station, nobody paying much attention to you, and most importantly, no bar? Is that what you want, David, in your life? Do you have what you want on your gravestone? I mean, clones don't get gravestones, but if you had one, do you want it to say, David, he had a cafe, people liked him?
Well, this is the whole point. No one's threatened to kill me in about a week and a half. I mean, there was that one customer.
Angry Jim is not allowed back on the premises.
But, you know, other than that, no gun rules.
Out here, you are beyond law.
Angry Jim will be Angry Jim.
Yes, Angry Jim will be Angry Jim. So Angry Jim aside, like, it's been lovely.
David, you're telling yourself a lie. Things are simple. That doesn't mean good. Yeah, sure, nobody's tried to attack you. Nobody's tried to recycle you. Nobody's threatened your very existence in a real and meaningful way. But we're in a backwater here, David. This is a corner of failure inhabited only by wretched fools and derelicts.
But what's the alternative, Trexel?
Oh, I'm glad you've asked. Haven't you wondered where I've been, David? Why don't you ask me? David, ask me where I've been.
I'm trying really hard not to think
David,
about
David, ask me where I've been. Ask me where I've been.
Trexel, where have you been?
I have been for a reconnoiter! It's a word I've learned. It means looking about, but it sounds real fancy. What's that? What's that over there? Oh, don't you worry. I'll reconnoiter. And they say, what did you say? But you've already left, David. You've already left and you've got a hat with corks on it for some reason. I haven't looked into why.
So you've been reconnoitering instead of doing the job that you have here?
We discussed this. I don't want that job.
Why wouldn't you want to be a plongeur? Sink Chancellor, sorry.
Yes, well, you know, I like the title. Sink Chancellor sounds pretty good, but I'm pretty sure you made it sound more than it was, because I certainly haven't chancelled anything. I had to wash up plates in the back, because if I'm in the front, people are like, oh, that's Trexel, and that defeats the point of hiding.
Infamy, infamy. They've all got it in for you.
Yes, well, washing up a plate is chancelling that plate. That plate is getting chancelled.
No, you are being chancelled by it. If you were to wash someone...
Yes.
You wouldn't be like, haha, I've washed you, you idiot. I've won.
No.
That's you're washing them. You are giving service to them. So if a plate is a metaphorical person, I'm washing a plate in sort of a supine position, exposing all of my soft innards like a dog on my back. I'm not a dog on my back, David. No. I'm a man on my feet.
No, the washing is like the taxes.
David, you're not going to convince me to be a plongeur brackets sink chancellor. It's not happening. It's not happening, David.
Yes, well, I know it's not happening. I've been having to plonge my own plates.
I've got an alternative, David. I have been to the farthest reaches of Stella Firma, and I have a contact.
Right.
Would you consider with me, David? David, come consider with me.
Fine. Yes, I'm considering. Trexel, I'm considering.
Okay, I wrote it all down. Here we are. So, my contact is called Randy Darboss. He is in the Department of Planetary Public Permits and Bribery, David. Bribery!
Okay.
That's good. So, the motto, and I think this will really sell it, David, the motto of the Department of Planetary Permits and Bribery is, getting the right permission is just a case of wine-flavoured slurry away. You see?
Okay.
We've actually covered some of this, David. It's about greasing the wheels. It's about getting what you want. It's about, you know, really skimming the wine slurry off the top so you have your own vast personal supply to either use as an individual or sell on the black market. I don't see how it could be any better.
It's government in action. The system works.
Well, I mean, my main question is, how is it any better than this? It sounds like from their motto, it's just giving away liquids in order to get what you want. Whereas in here, what I want is, you know, station-mandated board cred, and I'm giving away liquids to get the station-mandated board cred.
Okay, David, how many people do you interact with on a daily basis here? How many people come into the cafe?
Actually, we've been doing really well. It's about 150 so far.
I'm sorry, what?
150 covers a day.
David, I'm genuinely taken aback. I thought it was like 6 or 7 randos.
No. I mean, I've got a decent stable of regulars now. Let's say about 25 people, you know, popping in for the morning rush, the lunch rush, the evening rush as well. I mean, there's also the mid-morning rush.
That's 4 rushes, David.
Well, there is the brunch rush as well, and the 11th's rush.
A sixth rush.
And the high tea rush. Actually, just the whole day is a rush. But I've got a good system. I mean, it would be really helpful if I had somebody to chance on my plates for me.
Well,
but, you know,
I've sorted that. Some sort of plongeur,
maybe. Yeah, some sort of plongeur. But I've got it sorted out, I think. So really, like, our cover rate is incredibly high, and I have to say, the tips, they are very generous, and you can say a lot for Angry Jim, but that man is a tipper.
He pays mostly to cover the emotional destruction.
Have you got a business plan or something, David? Have you got a business plan you can share?
Yeah. No, here you go. Look.
Okay, here we are. Okay, that's what we're doing tonight. Tear up the business plan. Tear it up, David, because everything you ever believed was a lie.
What?
Imagine this. In the Department of Planetary Public Permits and Bribery...
Right.
You don't have to have a business. There's no rushes. It's feet up all the way. Stick a bribe over there. Send a threatening letter over there. Don't worry about it. You don't have to plonge anything. Things are just pre-plonged.
But Trexel, most of my life up until this point has been sitting in a dark room on my own for about 23 and a half hours every day.
Wonderful. Sounds like paradise. Why did you leave?
Because it was awful. And also because, well, I mean, you were there for that half hour every day. Imagine that half hour, but
yes.
Very boring.
Well, hang on, let me just have a think. Well, Trexel's there, that's pretty good. Well, look, let's not get bogged down in it, David. Just because we're on the run from every judicial element of Stella Firma because we discovered the dark secrets at the core of this world doesn't mean we have to moulder in some sort of service-based industry job. We should be back somewhere where there's hierarchy, somewhere where there's corruption, somewhere where I cannot do anything for hours on end and still be credited with doing something. I haven't even told you the best bit, David.
What, Trexel?
They've got a shredder. And this shredder is called Mr. Deniability.
Okay.
Ha ha!
Good, I mean, good name, but...
He's employee of the month. Every month.
That's... Think of the razzmatazz. Like, oh, sorry, have you seen those forms? Ask Mr. Deniability. And then they walk over to an office and it's got a brass plaque with Mr. Deniability. And then they open the door and it's like a big oak desk and a large leather wingback chair. But it's turned away from you and there's a roaring fire. And there's a cat sleeping on the table. And you're like, excuse me, is that Mr. Deniability? And there's nothing but maybe like a wisp of cigar smoke like emerges over the chair. So you know someone's there. And you're like, sorry to disturb you. Is that Mr. Deniability? And then suddenly the chair turns around. It's just a shredder there. It's just a shredder with a cigar balanced on top. What a prank!
Right, so, hang on. Have you seen Mr. Deniability? Or is this just all on the words of Randy Darboss?
Well, I did say, hey, Randy, where's Mr. Deniability? And he said, in that cupboard. And then I just sort of imagined it from there, but I imagine that's what's going on. Oh, Kalukalay, Fragis Day, when I meet Mr. Deniability.
Right. Well, do you maybe not just, like, want to meet Mr. Deniability instead of working at that department? Don't you want to... Like, maybe they could give you a day pass or a VIP ticket. Maybe a backstage shredder pass.
Ooh, something on a lanyard, at least. Because if yes. It's on a lanyard, it's pretty important.
But remember, you'll have to use a fake name, okay? You can't... When they say who we're putting on the lanyard, you can't just say, oh, it's Trexel Geisman, because then, as you say, all the judicial elements of Stellar Thermal will fall on top of you like a ton of bricks.
David, I've had an alter ego sorted out for years. It's Trexel Geisman.
That's just an ego.
That's your name.
No, it's spelled with a Y. Trexel Geisman.
And that's it?
Yeah, it's a different name. It's got a Y in it.
But your surname's still Geisman.
That's also got a Y in it, but no one knows where.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to guess it's after the G.
You mean you sort of pop my balloon there. But yes, Trexel Geistman.
Okay. And have you used this before?
Yes. I walked into a security office and yelled, I'm Trexel Geistman. But there was no one there. Have you ever met a member of security?
Was Harry security? No, he was IT.
No, he's IT.
And you?
No, I'm not in security. No, I'm...
No, but we didn't even have security when I was on trial, which is the kind of time that you'd expect to...
You'd think there'd be some sort of burly henchman, but it was just Imogen and Hartro and that room. No. Anyway, that's probably nothing. So yes, anyway, I haven't yet used it in front of an individual of authority, but I've certainly yelled it a lot whilst crawling around vents or emerging from plant pots.
Right, okay. Well, fine. Anyway, so getting back... To this department.
Yes.
So your pitch is, come to the Department of Planetary Public Permits and Bribery, Randy Darboss works there, you don't have to do much, and they have a shredder. With a fun name, admittedly.
The funnest name? Yes.
And that's... So what else
What's
would
not
make...
to like, Dave? Sorry, what? I'm sorry. You're just repeating that back to me as if any of that was bad.
No, but... Okay, so we've been here... Well, I've been here for the last week and a half, right? We've had...
I've been sleeping here. Sometimes, when I'm not in the vents, passed out drunk.
Well, that's also fine. I just don't want to live in the vents forever. I mean, we could, but we shouldn't. We've been here for the last week and a half, and we've had no attention, nothing from standards, and there's been hide nor hair of Hartro. This is a really good place to lay low. Now, so why is the Department of Planetary Public Permits and Bribery, apart from Randy Nothing and the Shredder, a good place or a better place to lay low than here?
Because, David, you've got to keep moving. You know sharks?
I've heard of them.
Yes, so if a shark was to stop moving through the water...
Yes?
It dies. Something to do with gills. I've never looked into it. It might even be wrong. But I'm like a shark, in that when I eat, my eyes roll back in my head to protect me from all of the blood. Do you understand?
I... don't.
Let me put it another way. I'm like a Highland elk. Proud and antlered and also, in certain seasons, a bit ratty. Do you see? Let me put it another way. I'm like an indigo gibbon, high up in a mangrove tree, swinging to and fro, honking at my mates. Do you understand? You clearly haven't got it. I'm like a deep sea sponge, secretive at the bottom of the ocean. Ooh, what's in my sponge? I'll never tell. My pillowy depths. You understand?
Okay, no, I think I've got that.
Let me put it another way. I'm like a blue-green algae bloom on a mysterious Venusian moon. You know, am I a nitrogen-based organism, or maybe more carbon dioxide, or maybe actually I'm argon-based. Ooh, what's that? You see?
No, you've lost me again.
Okay, now imagine I'm a small electronics company on a meteorite. You know, I mine zinc from the core in order to make components for semiconductors. You see?
Oh, yes. No, that one completely, yes. And for you, the zinc is the wine slurry.
Exactly. Now you're getting it, David.
Now I get it.
You've got to keep moving, otherwise the forces of justice will... I've been fleeing from the forces of justice for longer than you've had hot dinners, which is never, because the slurry is often cold. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's that if you find somewhere nice and stable and safe and you start putting down roots and making friends and gaining a social circle, then when they inevitably discover you, the loss is all the more emotionally destructive. So cut yourself off. Keep moving. Never lay down roots. That's the Geistman way. It's on our family crest. It's a tree with no roots. And there's a motto that says, no roots for me.
In ligno, mortuus est.
Okay, fine. Well, look, that might work for you in your spongy, gibbony electronics, zinc, elk, gibbon company thing. But I'm like a wee hermit crab. I start in a small shell, and now I've grown it and I found a new shell. And it's good, and it's safe, and it protects me, and that's David's place. David's place is the big.
No, I understand that.
I'm David, and I'm in the.
And the shell is the place,
and then I'm inside the place, and
which
and
is
it's
why
good.
You've done a sign that says David's place, and
yes,
you've drawn
a little
shell next to it.
That's why the cafe logo is a hermit crab. I thought it was quite clever, actually. It's sort of like a metaphor. Anyway, do you see?
Yeah, it's stupid, David.
Oh,
you should shut up and just come with me.
But I don't want to.
But you have to, David. You have to come with me.
Look, Trexel, this is working for me, right? What have you seen at the Department of Planetary Public Permits of Bribery that it is so alluring? Did you just talk to Randy? Did you go there yourself?
I went there, David. I went there. Please don't accuse me of half-arsing my work. I gave it a full ass, David. A full round ass.
Yeah, well, those unplunged plates have no ass, but...
Yeah, well, it's an arseless plate. So I went there and I saw the most... David, do you understand the concept of an under-the-table deal?
It is a deal done under while sitting under a table.
David, you're absolutely right. All secret deals are done underneath tables. Now, so you've normally got tables, and they're just sort of regular, you know, common or garden tables. You use them for typing, or maybe dinner parties, or maybe sacrificing a small being to your ultimate god of eternal power. You know, tables. And so every now and again, you're doing something under the table. That's to indicate it's a backroom deal. It's something you don't want people to see. In the Department of Planetary Public Permits and Bribery, they just turn the tables upside down to start with because all of the deals are under the table, you see? So it's just flat pieces of wood on the floor with four legs sticking up and everyone cross-legged around them, passing bribes back to each other.
Really cutting out the middle table.
Right. And wouldn't you walk into these tables and their legs and kind of bump your nethers? And isn't everyone just kind of curled up? Holding bits of themselves.
Absolutely. And that actually helps you conceal the brown paper bags that you've been carrying. If you're curled up in pain, you're like, oh, my nethers. And then somebody's like, oh, can I help you, sir or madam? And you're like, no, it's fine. Leave me. And that's because you're curled around a big bribe. And that's how you get away from the cops.
So you've sort of just got a bunch of people kind of shuffling around, curled up on their sides, handing brown paper bags to one another.
Full of cash. Now, obviously, on Stella Firma, we have a credit-based currency, and it's not a physical thing. So there's just, you know, it's just pieces of, you know, paper and with the word money written on them, and then we'll just sort of put up into bill. But it feels good.
Right, yeah, it's just not the same if you don't hand over a brown paper bag.
It's not the same. You know, if you bribe somebody by clicking a button, say, oh, I've transferred you some credits, and then there's sort of an awkward silence, and everyone goes, ooh, oh, well, that's a bit anticlimactic. You know, and then you just hand over a paper bag full of random pieces of paper.
Couldn't you put that button under the table?
But then it will be on top of the table, because remember, all the tables are under the table.
Well, that's fine.
Down.
Then you just put the button on top of
you
the table.
You could just put a big red button in the middle that just has the word bribe written on it. And then when you get to that point, everyone just says, bah, bribe.
Yeah, Why wouldn't you want to do that? You'd walk up to each other, you'd nod, you'd greet each other, then you'd say, whoop-bam! Bribe.
You see, David, you're already engaged! Yes, you're already part of it! Come on, David, get in the vent with me!
That was an extradition. We've left that life behind. There is no problem solving here. Just selling small cupcakes.
David, I just don't understand why you're being so cloying about this. You've always just done what I've said before. Come with me to a new department, a new life.
But that's because everywhere has always been awful, and I've kept moving on in the hopes that anything would get better. And now it is. This is good for me. This could be good for you as well.
But what, I don't want to stay here.
Well, then you don't have to.
But you mean I go to the Department of Planetary Public Permits and Bribery and you stay here?
Yes. Go away, Traxel. It's the perfect plan.
Yes, if that's what you want, as long as we can stay...
That makes no sense at all, David. You're my clone and I am the consultant, and that's the end of it.
Traxel, you're not a consultant anymore. You're not consulting on anything, unless you want to consult some plates about the dirt that's on them.
So I'm just old, just regular Traxel Geisman. Not consultant, not on the executive track, just Traxel Geisman.
I mean, well, no, hang on. You could become sync consultant.
Who am I?
Plate
what
consultant?
What is my point anymore?
Kitchen consultant.
If I've not got my name written on a door.
Well, we could write it on the kitchen door.
If I don't have a job description, then what is the tradition on which I will base my actions and my life?
Cleaning plates?
Traxel Geisman.
Try using
never
a different
cleans
name.
A plate.
Okay.
Traxel Geisman, standing against fate.
Okay, please just stop shouting your own
if
name.
Traxel Geisman isn't a consultant, then what is he?
I had hoped for fewer songs this time.
That's a question you have to ask yourself, Traxel.
Can I have a cupcake?
Yes, here you go. Traxel, why do you eat like that?
You know, just because the cupcakes are formed out of slightly chilled slurry, because that's the only food source we have, it doesn't make it any less charming.
I know. Do you feel better?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to go back in the vents now, David. You've given me a lot to think about.
Fine. If that's where you need to be right now, then be right there. But let me tell you, there will always be a dirty plate with your name on it if you want to come back and plonge.
Well, see you later.
See you later, Traxel.
Well, see you later.
See you later, Traxel.
There you are, you pair of life-ruining, stupid heads. Big Bad Wolf, this is Mother Hubbard. The cupboard is no longer bare. I repeat, the cupboard is no longer bare. It is unbare. What I'm saying is I've found them. Proceeding to extraction.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Traxel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartro Piltz was played by Jenny Halfeck. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Niels Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. L. Lunovic, Clay Cameron, Crisp Dreamer, Robert Hubert, Zoe Depore, Lindy McClusingit, Mariah Day, Shay Topaz, Ida Karoliusen, Patrick Lusk, Frood, Bella Choi, Daniela, Jonathan, Lauren Smithwick, Gil, Taro, Desiree Certain, Maggie Benson, Mundetiam, Ruth Harris, Abel Strictly, Neely, Chiara DiFilippo, Bo, Molly Bushby Medlin, B. Murray, Van Bedard, Harrison Regan, Space Ghosts, M. Whalen, Seven Goblins in a Trench Coat, Ishetso, Kia Benedict, Destiny Rivers, Danny Urbina, Lair, Nick Gilbert, PJ Bradley, Cinderane, Elliot Bonetto, Amanda Boltz, Monica, Reese Whittemore, Levy, Cliff, Sarah Bench, Ellen McLaughlin, Circa, Lee, Ali and Jakara. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.